Okay. So we're holding over here the Chlamed Dalet Amud Beis. Two lines, the second wide line. Dine Mammon is done in Biyayim. Mammon is Yedan Biyayim. And you finish it by night. Mashen Kedin Nefashis, you're only done by day, and you don't continue by night at all. How do you know this? That you could be done by night also, which means you start on the day and you're done by night. So you could be done the nation all time, which means night also, not only day. All the time.
How do you know you could finish at night?
Yeah, the Gemara wants to know how
the din could be at night.
The Gemara din, that means, right, that means the din could be throughout.
By day, that's obvious.
Right, the day, that's obvious. How you know the din could be throughout? Bechol Eis is all the time, it's not just in the day. So the Gemara, Yachit Chilas Din Nami, so why can't I start the din by night also? The Mishnah only said you can start by day, you can finish by night, but you can't start by night. If it says Veshavtu Ha'am Bechol Eis, it's mashmi, you can do it the whole time. So the Gemara, the Rava asks, Siv Veshavtu Ha'am Bechol Eis. It says one pasuk b'chalais all the time, night and day. That's mishpat also. We'll see later on in the Gemara, but this is a mishpat by day. It says mashmad afka b'day. It's have a steer in the psukim. One pasuk it says b'chalais all the time, by night also. Another pasuk says only b'yayim. Okay, it's that. Yayim l'tchilas din, laila l'gmar din. The yayim is the beginning. There is something special about the yayim. What's that? You only could start on the day. But b'chalais means for the Gemara Din could be also at night.
What does that
pasuk
have to do with?
The Yom Mishpat. By Yashini, we need Mishpat. We need Dayan. So Mela, we'll see later on in the Gemara exactly.
What do you mean? It was a Mishpat. How to divide the
Nachla?
Right.
No, he's not talking about. He wasn't talking about those things. It was more. Yeah. So that took care of the mission. Now the Gemara says like this. Masnis in the loike amei. Our mission is obviously not like amei. The Tanya ha yamei ha'ime. Amei says, ma tam aloime, what did the pasuk say? Al pi em yir kol riv v'chol nega. Any fight and any nega should be al pi dayanim, the kayin. V'chima inyin riv meitzel negayim. What is fighting? Chesh ha-mishpat have to do eitzel negayim. By a nega, by a tziras, when the kayin paskins the nega. We make a hekesh riv fighting to negayim. Ma negayim b'yayim, just like negayim is during the day. The kayim can only see a nega during the day. The chesiv of a yayim ha'yayizbay, just see in the day. After even b'yayim, so too a riv is b'yayim. Paskening is also b'yayim. Ma negayim shalay besuman, just like nega cannot be with a blind person. The chesiv l'chol ma'ari ene ha'kayim, he has to see it. After even shalay besuman. So too a riv is not with a blind person. So too a dayan cannot be blind. Umakash negayim, so that was rivim to negayim. Now we're going to be makash negayim to rivim and nega to dayanim. Ma rivim shalei b'kraivim, just like dayanim can't be a kaiv, af nega, af negayim shalei b'kraivim, so too a kayin, which is a kaiv, can't pass in a nega. Fine, so those are the limudim we learn out. Now what's the tzad? No, this is a mei. That's what we're saying. It's not an omission.
Why by negayim can a nabi has to live in the
negayim? Because you have to see it.
Oh, that's a reason why dafka by negayim.
Oh. What's the tzad? Yeah.
How
do you compare the two? And also, what's the tzad of nega? You assume it could be a nega. You need a pasuk to tell you assume it can't. I mean, I hear by a guy. If you physically can't see, what's he going to do?
There's a specific reason why dafka by nega you need to have it during the day. No?
But that's what
Yavar
is saying.
That
a drasha.
Yeah. That is exactly what we need a drasha for. Yeah, okay. So we're going to see. But 1 second. So we have now a couple of halachas that we're learning at one from another. Zakti Gemara, if so, maybe I should learn another halach. Imar Rivim B'Shloisha. Just like Bezdin needs, Dayanim needs, you need three to paskin. After Gemara B'Shloisha, maybe you should need three kainim. V'dinuan, it makes sense like that. Why? Mamayna B'Shloisha, if a money. Material, right? We need three gufa the kolshke. When you're talking about yom gufshachi, you should need three. Talmud leimavuvel aron akayin oyal echad mehem. No, by nega, one is enough. Fine. So obviously we're saying that this is not like our Mishnah. Why? Because our Mishnah, we just said, this b'raisa, you can't do anything at night. Our Mishnah says you can be saved in by night. This Mishnah comes along and says, no, everything has to be done during the day. So this b'raisa. So obviously that's what the Gemara started, that our Mishnah is not going like a Meir. There was this blind person that lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yochanan. He would pask him. Let me, Rabbi Yochanan didn't stop him from pasking.
How come Rabbi Yochanan didn't stop him? What was he doing? He was pasking at night.
Pasking at night. No, pasking stamaza. Pasking stamaza.
Blind.
He was blind.
They missed
him. Mishnah. Vitnan kala kasha ladin, kasha lahed. What the Mishnah says, if you're kasha to be dan, a dayan, it's always kasha to say this also. The same person that could be a dayan, not the same person. If you have all the qualities to be a dayan, you have the qualities to be a maid. The yesha kasha lahed, some people are kasha to be maid, and kasha ladin, they're not kasha to be a dayan. V'amei Abiyachana, Abiyachana came and said, who is this? Someone who's blind in one of his eyes, he can't be a dayan. So too, he can't be an eight. So what do you see from here? What's a suma? A suma means he can't see. So you see who adin? Someone that can't, at night, also can't be done. What's the var of suma? Because you can't see. So at night, where you can't see, also should not be included in a dayan. He can't be a dayan. So we have a stam mishnah that says that a dayan can't be done at night. A dayan can't be a suma, so a dayan can't do it at night also. So that's the chayya. So why did Rabbi Yochanan let a suma paskin in his city next to him? Rabbi Yochanan should have been meicha. Anything that goes on around you wrong should be meicha. Now, you could have been mechalik between a suma and at night. At night, technically, you could see. You have a candle. A suma can't see. Can't see b'chlal. So maybe they just excluded Dafka Dayan of a Tubishwa. Dafka Dayan for Dafka Dayan. Maybe they excluded Dafka Dayan, but not, sorry, Dafka Asuma, but not Balayla. But the Gemara is understanding that it's the exact same. That just like Laila you can't paskin, so too Asuma can paskin. Over here we're saying that Asuma can paskin, so within Laila. So why Laila within Asuma? Samela obviously. So Rabbi Yochanan, why was Rabbi Yochanan not going like this damn mission?
This means
from the second end,
Kasha
Lahayin and Kasha Lada.
So
according
to this, someone
who's
missing a hand also can't be a
dayan. Why? Would you get that?
No, we learned out that
no.
No,
Someone's a
Bamum can't be a
diet. Bamum can't pass in a Kayan, Bamum can't pass in a Nega? That might be a different
thing. Yeah,
some say so. So, what? Say, I said, let's not do this, come on. Okay. Both eyes. No, this is a Mayor's Drasher. A Mayor says a Drasher from a Nega, you learn it from you? Not really. Yeah. Zakta Gemara, no, you're right, you found me a Stam Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan passed like a different Stam Mishnah. Stam Achrita Ashkach, he found a different Stam Mishnah. Now what? The Dine Mammon is done in B'yayim, V'kayim in Balayla. Our Mishnah, our Mesechsen, what we just learned, says that Dine Mammon is could start in the day and end at night. So if you can end at night, obviously night has a din like Suma, and if you can end at night, so we see that a Suma could paskin. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan let a Suma paskin. Now, I would say the reason why a Suma can't paskin is because a lot has to do with facial expressions and stuff. No?
About seeing stories, seeing different facts.
Well, seeing stories, so we understand.
You see if you're flying because
it's... Right, there's a lot to be seen.
There's a lot to be seen. What?
Because the dying's supposed to look and see.
I'm telling you, you can't really judge on that. The dying has to paskin a lach, not the...
Right, but the mindset, you could see through a guy, a liar. No, you look at your kids' tongues when they're lying? What? You never heard that one? No, you never heard that one?
I heard of it. I don't remember what it is.
No, stop me. They give in. If you tell them, we can look at the top. I'll give you a class. Yeah, no.
No, but what
do you
mean? Facial expressions.
Right, that's what it is. No, I understand. That you don't, that you can be blind for.
I'm saying, Eden doesn't need facial expressions. No, we shouldn't use facial expressions.
Right, that's what he's asking. He's saying, L'chai, it's all just used for kids. It shouldn't be telling like this.
Yeah.
Okay, Bekitza. So Rabbi Yechanan passing like our mission. Our mission says, Donim Balayla, Gaimim Balayla. So you see that the Summa could be, why did you choose one mission over another mission? They're both stammas. Why did Rabbi Yechanan choose like our stam? He should have chose like the other stam. That stam is Rameya. That's coming over from Rameya. Mashenkin, our stam is Rabbanon. So you would rather passing like stam of the Rabbi. This is a very interesting halacha. When you want to know Hilchos Dayanim, which Masechta are you going to open up? You can open up Masechta Snida, or you can open Masechta Sanhedrin. You can open Masechta Sanhedrin. So our Stam Mishnah is a Masechta Sanhedrin that says that a Dayan can paskin at night. Masha'inkin, the other Stamma that we brought, was a Masechta Snida. So it's not Mastaba that the halacha should be said in Masechta Snida. If it's said over here, it's rather that this should be where it's right. And over there was Stam Agav Groya. It's a matter of, if you have machlokes.
That's like how we pass today. If you have tshuvas from somebody that's in an odd place, you look
it's
at
it. It's hard to say. A lot of times you have tshuvas, and all of a sudden, if a tshuva in your day, and all of a sudden the last five lines of tshuva in your chayim, that's because the shayel asked it what he's supposed to do. So it's not so shir. But all the shivas make the yukim that the Rambam wrote the halacha in tefillah sadech, and it's tefillah, and then around it's brachas. It's a raya that it's a tefillah because it's not a bracha. All these type of yukim we always have, yeah. Right, we have Ribbis, where's Ribbis? Where do you think Chashem Mishpat? Ebenezer, Yerdeh, or Echaim? You think Chashem Mishpat? My sits in Yerdeh. So that's where the Echaim start bringing you. There is Torah on that. That's a lot of Torah, sure. Yeah. Fine, right. Zog the more right. Rameya learned out the Maisa that you know that you don't paskin at night. He learned out from this Hekesh. We started the Gemara that it says v'shavtu chal es is mashma. You do it at night also. A chal es all the time. My dash, but it wasn't my dash. I'm a rav lasuye to be ma'abi yoyim ma'unan. The cloudy day, you would think you don't pass in the cloudy day. You could at nan. And yoyinus and a goyim shachis of ben abayim. You can't pass in the nega shachis of ben abayim. V'lebi sech abayis nan lehaz v'lebi yoyim ma'unan. Not a cloudy day. Neshaka nears aza. A light one looks dark. Looks strong. Yeah, dark. Beleba tzarayim, not tzarayim. Nisha Aza, a dark one, nearest Kea, looks light.
Aza is actually very strong.
Strong, yeah.
It's very, it's like
strength.
A clear white.
Aza is strong, yeah. Yeah. And that passes an egg. So that's why, don't look at it these times. So Ramei is coming to tell you that no, v'shaftu was ha'am b'chal eis, a yom ha'mon on a cloudy day, you're allowed to look at it. So the more vaita. Rameya hai b'yom and chila is bun of my avidle. The other pasuk was coming to teach you, right? We had a stira, and that's why he said you have to start in the day and finish at night. You can finish at night. B'yom and chila is bun of his mashma dafka b'yom you paskin. So what does he do with that pasuk? The more paskin is a whole different thing. Homi b'yom and chila is yaba b'chinina. Kamei dev nachman. Dev nachman said in front of nachman, state v'hoi b'yom and chila is bun of. B'yom at the maple nachlis. We have to maple nachlis by laila. The only maple nachlis, the only yashin by day, and not by night. Now, what does that mean? Amaloi, Abaya, the Bach puts in. So, Abaya said, "Me'ata man de shachav b'yimama yashin lebana." Someone who dies in the day, his children yashin him. Man de shachav b'laila lo yashin lebana. Is that what it means? That if you die in the day, you yashin. If you die at night, you don't yashin. So, the more no dilma din nachlis ka'amin. He's coming to tell you the din of nachlis. What does that mean? The Tanya, we look in the Brisa. Shteit v'hoisel of Yisrael lechukas mishpat. Oyra kalapasha kula. The pasha ended off to tell you liyos din. Lechukas is the last pasuk in the pasha of nachlis. Liyos din to teach you that this is a din. What does that mean? Ki Rav Yehuda amara. Dam Rav Yehuda amara. Shloisha shenichnasu levake esachayla. Three people come in to be mevakeh chayla, and the guy is on his deathbed, and he says what you should do with his yerusha. Ratzu Kaisman, since it's three people, if they want, they can write it. Ratzu Eisendin, Kaisman means they become Eidim, or they can become Dayanim right then and there, and they're paskening that this is what he said with the money. Shnayim, if two people come to visit, Kaisman, they only can write because they only Eidim. And Eisendin, and they can't paskin. V'amr Avchizah said, Lo Yishanu Ela B'yayim. This whole thing that if three people come in and they become the Yonim right away, that's only if it was during the day. Aval Belayla, but if it's at night, Kaisvin Ve'noisen Din, they can write and they don't make the Din. Why? Mishum Da'avalu Eidim Ve'neid Nasadayin. They only can become Eidim at night, they can't become the Yonim. So that's what this Pasuk is coming to teach you. B'hoya B'yayim and Chila Ezbanov, that doesn't mean that you Yash and Dafka in the day. It just means the people that are coming in, they can become the Yonim for Yerusha only in the day and not at night.
Otherwise, if they become Eidim. Night, they could be
done
in the daytime.
I didn't
have this
question. Right. So Ramea said, this is exactly what I meant. This is what I meant to learn out of that pasuk. So the Maravai, Tadinu Nefashas B'yayim. Menon Emili, how do you know that it's only in the day? You give him the punishment. This is talking about Be'ba'al Pa'or, like Moshe Rabbeinu. So he said, V'huka, Oysam L'Hashem, Neged HaShemesh, you hang them up, Neged the sun.
What did we say? It has to happen the same day?
Yeah. No, no.
Tchilas didn't say, and Gemara didn't?
No. Forget, we wait until the next day. But we do the punishment by day. So we see, over here it says, V'huka, Oysam L'Hashem, Neged HaShemesh, we hang them up, Neged the sun, when the Chayiv hanging. So they would tell them we hang them up during the day. Amr Abchizda min ayin l'hukah shitli. How do you know this word hukah means hanging? Where do you get that from?
Is this from the
Chemek? This is, or a skila, we do it also, skila we hang it. Dechziv, v'akanim l'ashem begiv ashal b'chir Hashem. Okay, now how do you know that means hanging? We brought you another word of hukah. How does that mean hanging? But what happened over there first? Over there happened that by made David, there was a hunger for 3 years. And they didn't know where it came from. So they had nevuah that it came from three things. One, they weren't maspid shal karoy. As much as you learn about shal was a hecha mensch. It's an understatement. Bekitzer. So what does it say over there? So there were three things. One, they weren't maspid shal, and one of the things were that they killed the gevinim, and the gevinim at times they were never meichel. So they went back to the gevinim and they said, they killed the. They killed the who?
Noiv
Yakanim, right? And they took away the panasa of the Gevinim. So the Gevinim had tainas in them. So Mela, they said, kill. The Gevinim said, give us seven people to hang, to kill. So they gave them the seven people. B'chir Hashem, b'chziven it says, v'tikach ritzpa bas ayo es asak, v'titeyu lo al atzur b'tchilas k'tzir. They took, the ritzpa bas ayo. The daughter of Aya took this cloth and covered the people with it. So that's what she did. So now, Zakriashi. But Tigger Chizvah's Aya, Alma Megulnoi, obviously they were uncovered. The Fisha Tluyan Allah Eitzim, they were hanging on the Eitzim. So now, since they were hanging, so she had to go ahead and cover them. So Zakriashi, she bothered Aya, this is about telephone. But Akapanim, so she had to cover them. So this is going a Hemshech Adol Psukim. So obviously, Vakanum means they were hung. They were hung, and she went and covered them. So there you know that Vakanum means hung. That's the end of the pasuk. So now, it says, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vakayas and Hashem Neged Hashemesh, we hung them Neged Hashemesh, Yem Hashem on Moshe. Kach is Kol Rashi Am. Take all the Rashi Am. Who? If the nation, if Klai Yisrael was chayte, Rosh Ha'am ha'chata, why were the chashev of people? What's their fault? Chalak lehem batei dinim. Split up, take the Rosh Ha'am and let them paskin who was over in Baal Pa'ar, and they should be do skila to them. My time, ilay mishum she'ein danim shnayim b'yayim echad. If you can say the reason why we should be getting more dayanim to paskin. Split the nation, split the Rosh Ha'am, that more people should paskin. Why? Because two people can't paskin. Bezin can't paskin in one day to kill two people. Iva mevchiz l'shan el b'shtei misis. By two different misis, Iva misa achas. Done it. By one misa, you could paskin. So what's the problem? So why do we need to be mechalik the bezin?
One type, one skila.
The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu said to split it is Yashav Chayin Af Mi'Yisrael. Why? Because if the Rebbeinu Shlom sees that we're trying to take care of the Kanoim, if you're taking care of the Rebbeinu Shlom's covered, then the Rebbeinu Shlom's happy with it. And the Rebbeinu Shlom's going to stop the Chayin Af. So the more bezins that are going to be there trying to stop the Magaif and Klai Yisrael, trying to give punishments, the Rebbeinu Shlom's happy with it. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlom would stop the Chayin Af. Anything to do with Tu B'Shvat? Nothing, right?
But we had our partial.